Hello and welcome to the Car Guy Coffee Podcast. This inner brew at DriveCentric's DC20 has been brought to you by our friends and partners at MXS Solutions, Fixed Ops Digital, M1 Data and Analytics, 321 Ignition, Shop Smart Autos, and VinQ. If you want more brews or you want to find out how to partner with the Car Guy Coffee Podcast, go to carguycoffee.com. Let's brew! What's going on, car guys and car gals? It's Lou Ramirez, the car guy.
And it's Freeland, our subprime hero.
And we are Brewing Solutions on the Car Guy Coffee Podcast, and we are having fun with the one,
the only, Sam Similar.
That's right. Welcome to the show.
That's right. Let's go.
Welcome to the party. You're over here glowing in this green over here. It's really, it's like it's the way the lighting is set in here. It's kind of popping off. This, and it's really exciting, everybody, because there is some serious organic goodness that's brewing. And it's evergreen, folks. And it's the quality of relationships that are brewing right here inside of this event over here in St. Louis. How much fun have you been having at this event and in this facility?
That's right.
This is a blast. It's been one of my first events in this industry. So it's really fun to learn everybody or meet everybody and learning of so much within the DriveCentric community and like how to do just different things. I don't know. I'm like overwhelmed almost.
Wow. Okay, you know? let me we're going to help you out with something. Not every event has pickleball courts, pool tables, knock hockey, pinball machines, all the coffee you can drink, Fiji water till you can't drink no more, right? They don't all have that. But this is a great way for you to come in to the business, seeing what it's like here in Disneyland. But it's so amazing that this is how you get to start your venture into seeing what's happening behind the scenes. That's awesome. That's exciting. Yeah. So where do you come from? Tell the audience a little bit more about you and where you're from.
I am from like Minneapolis, Minnesota. I work for Walser Automotive Group, and I am the marketing manager there. Been at Walser for about 8 years.
That's awesome. Wow. 8 years, marketing manager at Walser. Doesn't sound like a big deal, but anybody out there who's in automotive knows that being in, with the Walser Group for one is a big thing. It's awesome. It's a great group to be part of. But number two, the marketing manager there. It's a big task to take in hand, but somebody that is taking that spot is obviously somebody that they believe in. So that's amazing. So you should be very excited about that opportunity. I know within that and within the organization, you've grown, you've been able to take these things. You were actually at some points in your career, you were thinking, am I even worthy of this, right? And yet you're here, you're smiling, you're learning, and I think you're starting to realize you're beyond worthy of it. And I think that's special to know that you've had some really good predecessors that have been here. Matter of fact, we interviewed one of them earlier. She was part of the Walser Group herself at one point, Miss Ashley. And what I love is that she is like always sharing with you everything that she possibly can. She believes in you so much. It's almost like you're like her baby. I love the way I see that. Like
definitely.
She looks at you like you're just amazing. You're beautiful. You're so strong. You're so strong. I'm going to make sure that you're going to know everything you need to be powerful in this industry. But now it's your turn to do that with somebody else. And you're going to have the opportunity to do the same thing. And that's what I love about mentorship. And I believe that's a mentor relationship that you have there. And you're very blessed to have a mentor, somebody that's 40 under 40 that has done so many things in this industry in a short amount of time. I know she's been in it for a while, but from what she's gathered and done, she's done it in a short amount of time. And that's something that you can see you can do. Doesn't matter if you're a woman. Doesn't matter if you have ethnicity. You can be amazing. Matter of fact, you can be even more amazing in those cases. So I think it's great. So when you said Minnesota, you didn't sound like you're from Minnesota.
I'm from Minnesota. Born
she doesn't say Minnesota. Have you heard that Minnesota? How do they always say it so differently up there?
Minnesota.
Yeah,
Minnesota.
It's a different one. So being from that area, you're getting ready to, you get to come to an event like this at DC20 and you get to meet dealers from all over the country. You know, you get to rub elbows and see what their sales tactics like, what they're doing to drive their marketing and how are they communicating with their customers. And you find, I think, if I'm not mistaken, you're finding that you guys are doing a great job, but most places are probably looking at what you all are doing. That's pretty impressive. So how has that been feeling to get here and connect with people from across the country for you?
Hey dealers, Car Guy Coffee Podcast and Certified Solutionaries are honored to be part of Team VinQ.
The solutions they've been brewing for you to acquire more vehicles, advertise merchandise, and manage those vehicles has made them one of the most sought-after dealer partners in the market.
They are 100% CGC approved.
And when you visit them at VinQ.com,
you'll see a whole hill of beans worth of reasons why.
Team VinQ, let's brew!
I feel like the Minneapolis market is insulated a little bit where we're like, at our dealership specifically, we're like one person to bring you through the entire process from handling the lead to closing out the deal. Mm-hmm. There's no finance managers or anything like that. And we're also one price, which is not really like a thing within the industry around where like
No.
I've always known that, but talking to people here, it's like almost a crazy concept to not negotiate. And, you know, you just come in and it almost makes something like, I've never sold a car before, but it would, I would be more inclined to go sell a car if I don't have to handle that negotiation like, process. And hearing a lot of people here, even with like the VDCs and everything like that, where they're handling the lead from like when it first comes in and all that. And it's such a different process here for somebody for me, especially like I started at Walzer and I've only been at Walzer.
That's awesome.
So I'm learning a lot about like outside of our industry and then even not our market and then outside of Minneapolis.
Oh, yeah. And what you are doing at that store is unique. There is a few other groups that I know that do something similar. That A to Z, that cradle to grave is so important. I think it's a great process. I think that's a very futuristic thinking and thus is why Walzer is leading in a lot of things inside this industry, why they have a name and reputation where they are. They don't just lead in technology and process. They also lead the way with women in automotive too. And I love that. So it's a great group to be part of, be associated with. So you're very blessed. And yes, because you are been in there, it's good to go out and see that. Yeah, we do have a unique process. Oh my goodness, it's so different. I don't think that all processes have to be exactly like that, but I think that they should learn from that and see that your experience, the case studies that you have showing that, hey, when somebody can meet and greet a customer and go all the way from helping them show up for an appointment, go all the way to the very end and actually do their financing and help them with their service, that's seamless. And when you can be seamless with your customers and they know who to call, it's the same person for every one of those things. It's powerful. And that's less confusion. That's less anything. And I think that it's something that you guys are doing really well. I'm glad that you're doing that, but to you, it's normal. And I think that's great. So you don't know any other way, right? To us, that's not, right? The average person in this room, in this building this week, they're like, that's different, right? Mm-hmm. Oh my God, how do you all do that and not freak out? That's because you guys have a process. People believe in the process. You have to have belief in the process too. Everybody there, starting from the top to bottom, has to believe. That same process can be put in a store, but if no one believes it, no one's going to really use it, then it's going to break. So you got to have it. You got to have accountability. You got to make sure it's being done 100% time. But most importantly, get the education for everyone that's in those processes, especially the A to Z person that's actually taking care of the clients. They need to know how to do that. That's not easy, but it's possible. And it's when it is done right, it's very impactful and it's fulfilling. A lot of salespeople think, oh, I want to be a manager one day. You are. You get to be one all the way from beginning to end here. Now you are a leader. You are helping people. You get to do all the things that you wanted to do. And you start to realize, it's not as glorified as I thought it was going to be to get all this stuff done, right? But I get to be fulfilling and help a customer feel like that they're loved by me. And they're going to be taken care of. Now I gain a book of business for myself. It's powerful. So congratulations to you for finding a place like that and landing in a place like that.
Yeah, thank you. It's made it quite easy.
So being here for this particular event, we're running towards the latter half of the last day. What is it that is one of the major takeaways that you're taking from? We've had some incredible speakers. We've had some great explanation of the technology, techniques, tactics, different things that we can do. What's one of the biggest takeaways that you're going to be leaving here with inside of your cup when you head back home to brew some solutions?
Yeah, I think there's like kind of been a couple takeaways. Like personally, I think that it's so cliche to hear, but like getting out of your comfort zone.
Yes.
Right? I think that
like, you're doing right now.
Exactly.
First podcast, y'all.
Right. Tap in. You're wrong. Give us a hand clap.
A lot of first rehearsal.
Coffee cup emojis. Drop them in there.
Hey, dealers, franchise and independent. We have some great news for you and your number one sales pro. Your website. Partner with Team MXS. We have the ability to pull you out of that cookie cutter merry-go-round and help your website embody what it means
to do business with you.
From the highest quality production to the most strategic optimization, we want to help you connect better to the ever-changing market.
We owe it to you and your team to at least let us do a quick
and free
checkup on your website. We can't wait to hear from you.
Go to teammxs.com.
Back to the show.
Yeah, so like just trying to grow my network and things like that, talking to people like you guys and just stepping out of that comfort zone and continuing to do that, where like just coming here in itself was stepping out of my comfort zone. I knew I wasn't going to know a lot of people. So just being able to put myself out there and then have a whole like session about putting yourself out there anyway.
Did you know this was for me?
Yeah. But for my dealership specifically too, I really like, we've been doing a lot of stuff. So a lot of stuff that we're maybe even talking about here, I think we do at Walzer. But the whole no business rules intrigues me, you know, having the people set up their own like follow-ups and everything like that, rather than maybe wasting your time on first day phone calls or things like that, making sure you're doing the things that are impactful and will for that customer specifically, meeting them where they're at.
That is a good insight to take back and be able to think about encouraging others to look at it that way, because selling cars has never been cookie cutter. We may act like it is. We may teach, oh, this is our process. This is the way it goes. But it, within that, there is a lot of gray. There's a lot of that area where we have to be able to maneuver with the, that's, it is our things flash. We have to maneuver with this like unique way of helping customers. And then, but the more that we can cater to them, because not everybody wants that call tomorrow. Not everybody wants this. So if you, your salesperson, your A to Z person, they're going to really know this customer fully. And if they know them, they can schedule it themselves if they truly want to care. If you hire the right people, you treat them the right way, they're going to do it. And I think that it is a great idea. If I think that if you don't have a process, if you don't have the people and you're not ready for that, yes, have a cookie cutter way of doing it, making sure that activities are happening, because you don't want no activities to happen. But when you're able to fix it and make it work in a way that's customized because you trust your people, trust is powerful, my friends. Trust speeds up time and it makes more profit every time. And if everything's faster, everything's more efficient, everything is better. It's so crazy. We are flesh. Hopefully y'all ain't seeing the flesh. You're seeing yes, over there, so it's yeah. happening. So I don't know what's going on.
Take it easy, everybody. Take it easy. We are not trying to create a situation for your eyes to completely bug out. Hopefully we've made the adjustment. But thank you so much for sticking with us. But folks, this is the heartbeat of most of these conversations is always going to be the importance of getting ourselves to at least show up, right? Showing up to the event, getting ourselves out of the comfort zone that makes us even get here. Because every time it turns out worth it. It's oh my gosh, it was worth it right away, right off the bat. I'm glad that I'm here, right? Everything that made you not want to do it, it was like it dissipated as soon as you step into that role, as soon as you, okay, we're here, let's do something, let's make it worth it. I mean, and that's, I mean, we've been doing that since kids, everybody. Whether it was the first time we went to kindergarten, amen, right? Or it was our first time jumping into middle school, first time jumping into high school. We always had those butterflies of stepping into the new role, meeting new people, right? And getting all nervous and wondering if we really brought value to the table. And one thing that we absolutely love about how it's been hosted here is that it is recognized that everybody that is here is a functioning, moving piece of this community that it's, you can't put a price on it. It's priceless. But everybody has value here. Whatever position, this is where we've seen the most mixture of job titles inside of the store at any event that we go to, because you have everybody that interacts with this one piece of technology inside of the store. Right. And everybody's vantage point matters. We need to know how everybody works this, right? It's not just the general manager that needs to go in there and look at a report. Right. There's a whole lot of moving parts that made that report even populate. Right. Based off of the efforts of other people.
Very true.
What is it that you enjoy seeing most about how Drive is trying to make sure that what you do at your dealership is coming together and easier?
We know you're enjoying the show so far. We just wanted to quickly remind you about our partners at
Fixed Ops Digital
and how they are automotive's premier service marketing and technology company.
Not only proud sponsors of the Car Guy Coffee podcast, but they also serve as your dedicated point of contact for all your online service marketing related needs.
Servicing dealerships throughout the U.S. and Canada, the mission is to create a better online experience for your service customers while using data intelligence to drive more fixed operations revenue.
If you want to take your service marketing efforts to the next level, go to
FixOpsDigital.com.
Back to the show.
Let's go. Hit you with a trick question.
Right? Making me think here. Mm-hmm. I just like that they're really open to feedback.
That's big.
It's huge. Like, we're always trying to be like innovative and be one step ahead. And it's hard to do that when your systems and your vendor partners aren't there yet. But they're always willing to listen and they're always willing to help accomplish that in some way to be able to lift everybody up. Right.
And like, get there.
Yeah.
Right. That's awesome. That's great insight, because anytime that we deal with a vendor or somebody on the other side that's trying to help us use a technology or a tool or a website or whatever it is that we're on, we want to be able to make sure that we're actually getting a result out of it, but it's not going to break around our question, right? It's able to mold around where we're trying to go. And you're right, they will brew a solution for you all. They'll try to figure out, okay, hey, if we do this, move this together there, boom, there we go. Does that work? Heck yeah, awesome. Or now you at least know how to do it. And that is what's awesome. We had the time to go up there, see all the people in the pods. There's a whole bunch of people up there percolating solutions. They're having fun. They have their pods, and they are there dedicated to be able to make sure that people like you, when you do call, they answer, right? They answer, they're there, and they're providing solutions. That's awesome. DriveCentric crew, you listen to this, you watching this, they love to hear when people really value what they put into it, because it's obvious that they put their heart into this, right?
Very obvious, yes.
And they're fun, right? Yeah. They definitely put the fun inside of the building. Awesome. From here, at the store, doing what it is that you're doing, as you go back into your world, what is it that you're now most excited about as far as your opportunity inside of the industry? Now just being able to see a little bit more of what's brewing, what's cooking, how people are, where they're at. What is it? How do you feel just inside of your career and your choice to do what you're doing?
I obviously love marketing, and I've been in it since I went to school for marketing, came out of school, started at Walzer in marketing. But I love being able to like touch all of the different processes and departments within it. And I think I just want to expand. Like I want to continue on in marketing, I think. But I love, like, you guys talked about Ashley earlier. She handled like a lot of the digital process and things like that. And it's fascinating to me. And even coming here has intrigued my fascination even more. Just hearing everybody talk about it, because it's fun to get in there. And I sit on the outside of that. So I'm looking in the CRM. I'm looking into leads and prospects and things like that. And I think about, like, why didn't they follow up with this person that way, or types of things, or this lead source is coming in this way, this would be a great way to follow up with them. And hearing all these different ideas from other people and how they're handling those coming into it, it's fascinating. It makes me want to dive into that more and see if there's anything I can do on that side. Maybe do like some sort of hybrid or something like
that. Do that and make a plan, make it happen. And it seems like you found some passion somewhere, and that's big.
Yes,
you can. And I think that's what Walzer wanted from you when you came here, was to come back with some more passion. You know, when you come to these events, I was told, take one thing away from it at least. If you can come back and implement that one thing, you're going to do great. But if you can come back and bring that plus the passion and excitement about something new that you get to learn, go for it.
Quick question. Do you know what Smart Pixel 2.0, Location IQ, and Audience IQ have in common?
You know I do. They are solutions that our friends and proud sponsors, M1 Data and Analytics, are brewing for automotive and beyond.
Once again, you're right, my friend. And we want to invite all of our audience to go to m1-data.com to see how they can help propel your business forward with the right data insight.
Go check them out at
m1-data.com. Let's brew!
Come on now, back to the show.
There's something great about growing.
Yes.
And that's why we forgive folks fly and keep growing. Because when you keep growing is when you're the happiest. It's when you stay uncomfortable. Well, you have to be. Even when your body was growing, your body felt uncomfortable. You had pains and growing pains, they call it, right? And that's something that we all have to go through. But it's so important that we go through those things. And with the uncomfortability comes comfortable eventually. With the uncomfortable, which is weird, right? It's hard. I got to get comfortable with the uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. But it's a weird statement, but it's true. Just remember that. So every time you start to feel a little... what's going on? It's probably because you get too uncomfortable. So get uncomfortable and keep growing. I love it. You're doing amazing things. And you did a great job on the show today. I'm just saying.
Yes.
I know how nervous you were. First time everybody. But you did such an amazing job. You're saying the things that you need to say. You're feeling great. Do more of these. Mm-hmm. Be encouraged to get in front of a microphone or behind a microphone and speak your voice, because it matters. When you get a chance to sit down with your leadership team, speak your voice. Don't sit back and then not tell them how you feel. Let them know how you feel. You're getting educated. You're getting inspired. So go inspire others.
Yes. Come on. Man,
that's right.
Folks, thank you so much for taking the time to hang with us and deal with the glitchy, fun screen action that's happening.
It looks cool to me.
It does. It looks pretty neat. Looks like we're trying to get your attention. Let's go. So as we do that, everybody, that is such an interesting mark that's even in there.
I don't know how that's happening.
That's pretty
weird. It says Car Guy Coffee. Like,
it does.
It's like...
It's
subliminal messages.
That's so cool. It is. Buy coffee. Heck yeah. But inside of that, messages that we want to make sure we get out there is to forgive, focus, fly, so that we can keep growing. And it does come with emotions. We forgive, we focus, and we fly so we can keep growing all the time. Just do it with us one time, and you will be an official certified solutionary brewing solutions on the Car Guy Coffee Podcast. Here we go. On three. One, two, three. Forgive. Yeah.
Focus,
fly,
and keep growing. Keep growing.
There you go. Now it is official, everybody. You are official. Thank you so much for brewing solutions with us. We are still in St. Louis.
I did it.
Drive Centric headquarters, and this is a first timer on the podcast. Make sure if you're watching this on the replay or right now on the live, blow her up, give her some hand claps, coffee cup emojis, thumbs up, and just let her know that you appreciate her jumping out here and getting a little uncomfortable. I'm Lou Ramirez, the car guy.
I'm Fred Lennard, subprime hero.
And you've been brewing solutions on the Car Guy Coffee Podcast with the one,
the only, Sam Civilized!
Woo! We'll see you guys later. Take it easy, everybody. Ba-da-da-da. Ba-da-da-da.